to another. I wanna talk to you. Oh, she's moving on and I still love her. Oh, so you're the river, are you? You're the river I wanna talk to. It's us two running alike. We're two sunk ships in the night. I only know one constellation, and that's Orion.
Fun. Hello everyone, that's Trust Fund. The song is called Carson McCullers. You're listening to Edit Radio Podcast number 450. My name is Ben. We're here gathered today for another 40 to 45 minutes of the very best in alternative music, both new and used. And I've forgotten to play the jingle.
Edit Radio.
Much better.
The youngest, but the
yeah.
The band are Hopalong. The song is called The Fox in Motion from the album, which is out now, called Bark Your Head Off Dog, and I love it. And it boggles my mind that people haven't heard it yet. Really? You know, do you like Game of Thrones, dear listener? Do you like Game of Thrones? You remember, you know, if you're talking about Game of Thrones, you realise after you've kind of started the sentence, the person you're kind of talking to is looking at you weird because they don't watch Game of Thrones, and you feel that pang inside you that they're missing out, and you feel kind of bad for them and scared at the same time that somebody could not be watching Game of Thrones. Well, I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I do listen to Hopalong, and it boggles my mind, and it makes me very sad that some of you haven't heard this brilliant album. Please listen to it. Please help me make them famous. The album's called Bark Your Head Off Dog. It's amazing, and it's out right now. Before that, opening the show, Trust Fund. The song is called Carson McCullers from the album called Bringing the Backline, which is out now. That was a lot of words to squeeze out in a small space of time. We've got a great podcast coming up for you, obviously, because that's all we do here. We don't do bad podcasts. That's other podcasts. We only do good here. Normally, I kind of pepper the podcast with acts that have sold quite a lot of records, because I have this fear that if I don't do that, if I don't have something that's sold a lot, queuing up too many small bands, you might get some kind of musical overload, brain freeze, and you'll shut down, and your friends and family will miss you. But this week, accidentally, just kind of got the small stuff. We'll be checking in with bands who are quite popular here at Edit Radio that we've played before. We're going to see how they're getting on. But the likes of AJJ are coming up. Also, the Homeless Gospel Choir. Tongue, we'll have something for the new Tongue album, which is fantastic. Also, Speedy Ortiz on the way. Just other cool stuff. You'll love it. My aim today is to help you discover your next favourite band. Or, in this case, remind you of an old one. Happy 20th birthday to Manson.
Being a boy's like sucking at a lemon, and I judge myself by the adverts I see. My deodorant hides the real me. These things elevate me above animals. I feel like being a girl, 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 being a girl. Girl, how am I like? Never tasted sweeter. Someone else wants someone cool. Attacks on cigarette streets, my cancer. These things elevate me above animals. I feel like being a girl, 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 girl. How am I like? Never tasted sweeter.
Abrupt end there. Manson. Did you think I was going to play Marilyn Manson? Be honest. Be honest to yourselves. That's Manson. The song is Being a Girl, Part 1. And it's 20 years old. It's 20 years and a month since that single came out. Manson shot to fame in the 1990s, barely able to play the instruments as part of Britpop. They had a number one album called Attack of the Grey Lantern. They had a song in it called Wide Open Space. And it is just, don't get me wrong when I say this, Manson 6 is like an anti-masterpiece. It's kind of like suddenly being able, they've had like a number one album, they've been on tour, now they can make whatever record they want, and they choose to make this kind of prog wonder. And I don't often put the word wonder next to prog. In the case of Being a Girl, which you just heard, they just kind of cut the song in half, because from there it just descends into something that you just could not sell to radio. I'm kind of scared. I feel like I haven't listened to the album in a long time, and I hold it in very high regard, and I'm scared that if I listen to it now, I might not like it. What if I don't like it? What if the only place for this album was in the 1990s? It's a shit business. Here's the Homeless Gospel Choir.
Everyone can't be in a punk rock band. Everyone can't be in a punk rock band. If you want to damn the man, someone's gotta be the man. That's why everyone can't be in a punk rock band. And everyone can't be an anarchist. Everyone can't be an anarchist. Too many people are content eating other people's shit. That's why everyone can't be an anarchist. And everyone can't be a policeman. Everyone can't be a policeman. If we all were policemen, who would the policemen kill then? Everyone can't be a policeman. Everyone can't be a rich man's son. Everyone can't be a rich man's son. Who's gonna send the poor to kill a poor man's son? Everyone can't be a rich man's son. But there is enough for everyone's need. There is enough for everyone's need. There might not be enough for everyone's greed. But there's enough for everyone's need. There's enough for everyone's need. There's enough for everyone's need. There's enough for everyone's need.
Makes me feel tingly inside. I don't know why. The first time I heard that song, it made my hips move all by themselves. And then by the second time I heard it, I was dancing. I was dancing everywhere. The song is, well, it's by Madge. Not Madonna. but like a match for the new era. I think she's based out in Los Angeles. That song's called Alice. It's not on an album or anything, but look out for Madge in the future. Love it. Before that, Homeless Gospel Choir, take from the album called Homeless Gospel Choir Presents Normal. The song is called Everyone, and I loved it. How is everyone today? Did you have good weekends? Like, I'm recording this podcast pretty late on for me. It's supposed to go out on Tuesday. It's Monday evening as we do this, quite late into Monday evening. Cutting it fine. I blame my weekend having no structure. You know, normally there's some kind of sport. There's normally kind of Formula One for me to latch on to and base my weekend around, or league football. There was none of that this time around. So I just kind of sat around watching TV all weekend. It was amazing. And I found out that on Netflix, one of the best things you can do is watch RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, it's such, me and my girlfriend watched so many episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race that I started dreaming about wigs and doing the splits. And I have no regrets. It's such a good show. I've learned so much about what it takes to be a drag queen and how fantastic RuPaul looks even after all these years. And I've learned loads about tucking pants. I think maybe when I get married, instead of doing the whole I take thee, I think I might just simply be like,
ladies, I've made my decision.
Taken from the beautiful new album by Tongue. This is Sleepwalking.
The morning sun is a soft reminder, the graceful arc of a kind word, the curvature of your naked body, the song. Throat of an old sound.
vibrating.
Congratulations to Tongue, whose new album called Songs You Make at Night, I do know the album, I swear, Songs You Make at Night, is out now and is great. And the song from that is called Sleepwalking. The album title is taken from the lyrics in that song you just heard. And if they were looking specifically at that song for an album title, then surely a close second place would have to be I Hate This Place, It Smells of Men and Death. Brilliant lyrics. Great band, stalwarts of the scene now, I guess. Stalwarts of the scene. Look out for them in the future. I'm sure there's more great stuff to come from them. Still to come from us on this week's podcast. A song for the new Mitski album, which I've been well into. Also, you're invited to a ninja sex party and you're going to attend whether you like it or not. Meanwhile, AJJ, Edit Radio favourites AJJ, have a new rarities, B-sides, compilation, whatever you want to call it, album out. It's called Ugly Spiral, Lost Works 2012. To 2016. From it, this is Keep On Chuglin'. JJ, the song is called Keep On Chuglin', straight out of Phoenix, Arizona. I love them dearly. If you'd like to pick up a copy of that album called Ugly Spiral, Lost Works 2012-2016, it's on their Bandcamp right now. I'm losing power. Losing power. This is why I don't record a podcast on a Monday. In about 3 minutes, a punk band will scream political stuff into your face, courtesy of Idols. First of all, though, I'm going for a nap. This is Speedy Ortiz.
At least we know each other well.
Taken from the fantastic new album by Speedy Ortiz. Speedy Ortiz themselves are coming over to the UK very soon to do some shows. That was called Backsliding. And the frontwoman, Sadie Dupuis, and the head honcho, she has a book coming out soon. So I hear a poetry book, her very first poetry book. Quite keen to read that. Quite keen to find out what that's about. Edit Radio, not really known as like a poetry podcast. But maybe we could. I wonder if Sadie Dupuis would read one of her poems out for us. Or maybe we could get somebody else. Somebody with a better voice than I to read out some poetry. Maybe the guy from Idols.
Shake it all around. be very helpful. That was just like an instructional deck.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucking bullies better watch their ass. You're sending all them shits a message. There's a new king in class. When they see you, they're gonna freak out and piss their pants. They are your bitches. They are your bitches because you put your hands in the air and then stick out your rear end. And then you wiggle it real hard and you hug your closest friend. And then you wildly remove your clothes and tear away pants. This is the Cool Patrol dance. Now rub the peanut butter on you from your head to your feet. And cover up your nudity with different cheeses and meats. And slap a camel because this could be your only chance. This is the Cool Patrol dance.
Cool break. Alright. This is cool.
Guys, listen up. You put your hands in...
Oh, God. Oh, he might actually be dead.
I like to pretend that Edit Radio is a highbrow podcast for really serious music people to come and listen to songs and go, that's really serious. Indeed, I take music very seriously. But, oh, my God, if only you knew the long hours that I sit hunched over my laptop crying because the music that I'm listening to is so crap. And then, say at 3 a.m. when you're in floods of tears, and you listen to that song... suddenly the world becomes right again. I'd love to pretend I don't find that funny, but I do find that really funny. Ninja Sex Party, the band, fronted by a man named, of course, Danny Sexbang. The song is called Cool Patrol, taken from the album of the same name, which is out right now. Before that, Idols, a far more serious subject, taken from their new album called Joy is an Act of Resistance. They're from Bristol. They're going to yell into your face until you bow to them. That song was called Danny Nedelko. Two songs to go. This is Jade Bird.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stay real late and text you she'll be back soon? Bet her boss runs his fingers round her pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, I think you should be tough. She got you on your knees like a little boy. She's got a bunch full, did a daddy lollipop. She asks you if you love her and you nod and say, uh-huh. She wears short skirts so you don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With a European accent, does she speak? Oh, so gentle, and it's none of my business, and I don't wanna get involved. If you're thinking that she's good, God no, God no. She got you on your knees like a little boy. Everybody sees that you're just a little toy. She's got a box full, did a daddy lie, but she asks you if you love her and you nod and say, uh-huh. She thought you were it hurts, but you don't seem to see. The way she's out of work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you where it hurts, but you don't seem to see. The way she's out of work, she's doing what you did to me. She got you on your knees like a little boy.
You love her and you nod and say,
The actress Jade Bird. She's from England, don't you know? The song is called Uh-huh. And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. I've had a great time. Sorry if I sound delirious or slightly gravelly or like I'm recording this on a Monday, because I am. Listen to this. It's the vacuous sound of Monday in the background. Tom Crook will be here to do the podcast next week, and you'll know when you hear it because he'll be bringing with him the inevitable sound of autumn. Have you had a good time, RuPaul?
This week you broke all the rules. You crossed the line of good taste, and you perpetuated stereotypes.
All right, fine. I leave you with this from the brand new album from Mitski called Be the Cowboy. This is Two Slow Dancers. Take it easy. See ya.
Does it smell like a school gymnasium in here? It's funny how they're all the same. It's funny how you always remember, and we've both done it all 100 times before. It's funny how I still forgot it would be 100 times easier if we were young again, but as it is, and it is, we're just two slow dancers, last ones out. We're two slow dancers, last ones out. If we were young again, but as it is, and it is, to think that we could stay the same, to think that we could stay the same, to think. Two.